everyone. This is Young Man the Prophet podcast. I'm its host, Matthew Espenlaub. This is going to be my seventh episode. Today, I would like to speak on the subject of soul and spirit. What is the soul and what is the spirit and what is the difference between the two? You know, this is something that if you go online or if you, you know, you go to church and you hear pastors preach on this subject, you know, they have their opinions about stuff. And I've personally have never heard the real truth of what the soul is. You know, it's very simple. So this is what I would like to speak on today. You know, over the years of studying God's word, being in relationship with him and experiencing God, you know, I began to see that a lot of the subjects that I was studying all dovetailed together. You know, they all fed off each other. You know, you just couldn't have one without the other. You know, my main thing was, you know, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I remember that was one of the, you know, main subjects that I studied on. You know, that once I thought I had enough information on that, I would go on to other subjects. You know, but then I began to realize over the years that it's the death, burial, and resurrection itself of Jesus Christ is it. Everything else comes from that. You know, to understand that work of the cross is to understand everything else. You know, that's how you study God's word. If you want to understand something in God's word that is a mystery to you at the moment, what you do is you take the death, burial, and resurrection and you place it over that scriptures. And through that lens of that work, then you can begin to truly see what you're looking for. All scriptures must line up with the death, burial, and resurrection. That is our key. It enables us to unlock everything. You know, and so the soul and the spirit is just one of these subjects that if you use the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you can really begin to get a understanding of what the soul is. All right, so to begin with, I'd like to we'll talk a little bit on the spirit itself. All mankind, from the beginning of time until present until the very end, each of us have been given a piece of God, a piece of his spirit. That is what gives us our life. It is our powerhouse. It is our battery. It is our life-giving force. Our spirit is what causes us to exist, causes us to be able to live life. It enables us to breathe, see, hear, taste, touch. You know, everything extends from the spirit itself. Our heart pumps. We're able to walk down the street because of our spirit. We're able to work. We're able to think, have conversations with people because of our spirit. It's what gives us our ability to do anything. Without the spirit, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be able to do nothing at all. You know, and so each of us have a piece of God's spirit within us. This is what God has done to create us. You know, this, I think, misconception about creation is God just create something out of nothing. That isn't the case. You know, when he creates, he literally has to take of himself, of his spirit, and from that, he separates it from himself, and he creates individuals from that. So each of us is a sacrifice that God has made in order for us to exist with him. If God is creating us for the purpose of worshiping him, then he is going to absolutely get what he put into it, which is himself. He's not just going to leave this to chance. You know, he is going to make sure that he gets his. This idea that God is this soft God, that he's just standing back to watch and see what all of his creation does and hopes that, you know, we'll come to him at some point in time, that's not it at all. You know, God is this king who has created us for a single purpose, and that is to worship him. And he has it all planned out. He's had it from before he created anything. He has, within himself, by his great and powerful wisdom, come up with this plan to create us so that at some point within this plan of salvation, he will have created a body of believers that are solely centered on him, that they are all about him and nothing else. You know, and this is the purpose of all creation for this to happen. The spirit that he gives unto us, we have a specific part to play within this body, us who are believers. You know, he has us predestinated to perform certain things. We have a conscience. We know that we exist. For the most part, we've been born into this world without knowing these things. But when we become alive and quickened by Jesus Christ, our spirit begins to tell us these things. We begin to understand that we are his creation, that we have been born for a purpose, and that it is not about this first creation, but it is about his second creation. You know, and this is where our mindset should be, is on heavenly things. And this spirit that we have been given is a piece of him, literally. It is eternal. It's always been eternal. We just didn't know it until we were awoken and born again. That's when we began to realize that we do have eternal life, you know, and the spirit within us comes from God and it's going back to him one way or the other. We have the spirit. We understand that that is our powerhouse and that's what gives us life. So what is the soul then? In the first book of the Bible in Genesis, it says that God created Adam on the sixth day. What happened there is God took of his spirit and he formed Adam's spirit. You know, and then God rested on the seventh day. After that is when God took of the dust of the ground and formed Adam's body. Then it says that God breathed into this body the breath of life. What that breath of life is God is putting Adam's spirit into this physical body. And when he did put his spirit into this physical body, it became a living soul. So what actually happened there is the spirit of Adam combined with the physical and created this work. And this work is called the soul. To take that and now apply it to us and humanity itself, how we are born is the man has the seed of life. The woman has the egg. She receives of the seed of life. So when a man and woman come together and it is ordained for them to create a child, there is given unto the man a spirit, and that spirit is within one of his seeds, and that seed now goes to the egg, and when it fertilizes the egg, that is the creation of the soul. So this idea of, you know, abortion and all that stuff, a child is truly conceived when the seed of man goes into the egg. That is where the soul itself is created. That is the initial work. So what the soul is, it is the works of the spirit. The initial work to create a child is the fertilization of an egg. And from there on out, as the spirit begins to produce more works, the egg itself begins to form a child that adds to the soul. As the works increase, so does the soul. When a child is born into this world, it is very immature, obviously. It doesn't know anything at all. It just knows that it needs to be fed, you know. And so the soul itself is very young yet. But as the spirit produces more works and the child begins to grow, so does its consciousness begins to grow along with it, which is the soul. You know, the soul itself is made up of every single work that the spirit has produced. So as the child grows, it increases with the spirit producing works. It produces wisdom, produces understanding of things. It knows what is right and wrong by what it is taught from others. And the soul itself begins to mature. You know, you have a child that was born, didn't know nothing. And then as it increases in understanding things around 10, 12 years old, it begins to see things differently and it matures in the things of this world, adds to itself. And the more and more it adds to it, the more and more it becomes strong in how to operate in this world and how to become successful in living in this life. So the spirit is the powerhouse. Every single work that it produces, it adds to the soul. And as the soul grows, it matures. It adds to itself. It adds to its consciousness. You know, its consciousness in this natural life is a consciousness to this world, not to God, but to this world. That is what it means to be born of this life. If you would be able to see behind the scene and see what each of us look like, you would see our soul. You wouldn't see the spirit, but you would see the soul of a person, because the spirit is literally invisible in both the spiritual and natural realms. But you are able to see the spirit by what it produces, and that is what makes up the soul. We actually have a body behind the scene that this physical body only reflects. That is the soulish body behind the scene. That is our old man, as the scriptures speak of, you know, before we are born again. You know, it's made up of every single work that the spirit has produced. Before we're born again, it's in a fallen state. And I guarantee you, behind the scene, that would reflect it. You would see the soul as being a dark force, you know, filled with chaos and heartache and pain and suffering and everything that comes along with being born into this world separated from God. Now, I'm going to take it a step further and give an understanding of what actually happens when you are born again. So when a person is born again, this is what happens. You have an angel of the Lord that comes from Jesus Christ himself, who anoints a person's spirit, and their spirit turns on. It now is awoken to the fact, it's called the quickening. It's awoken to the fact that it belongs to Jesus Christ. And so the angel instructs the spirit to now begin to do the same exact work that Jesus Christ did when he was in the grave. When Jesus Christ was in the grave, he was commanded by the Father on the third day to now take of his work of death that he created and to reverse it. And so when he reversed this work, it now produced a new work. And this new work was a work of victory, of overcoming the grave. So now the work that he produced before to actually die no longer existed. It now was reversed, and now he has this new work of being raised up from the dead. And so when our spirit is anointed by Jesus Christ, our spirit also begins to do the same thing. It begins to take of our soul all of the works that we have ever done and begins to undo them. This is what it means to be born again. You know, not to be born of this world, but to be born from heaven. So when our spirit begins to undo these works, it now produces a new man or a new soul. Now this soul that is being produced is eternal. It's always going to exist. In this life itself, you know, you have, God has had many phases down through time of anointing his saints and sons of God with his grace. You know, you have different visions and different portions of his grace coming forward, especially in the church ages. You can see this. In the church ages, there's been four distinct phases. You have the lion phase, you have the calf phase, you have the face of a man, and then you have a flying eagle. We are in the hour of the flying eagle. You know, so the anointing upon us may not produce the same exact anointing that other ages have produced. But when combined together, all the ages combined together, that produces the full image of Jesus Christ. Sorry, so in our age, we might not be producing exactly what the first church age produced, but we are to still believe in what the scriptures say of what we should be looking like if we are born again. You know, the first church age, when they experienced the Spirit of the Lord, they truly went forward in a newness of life. They were empowered. You know, they no longer did the things they used to do. Today, we like to lukewarmly look over those things and say, yeah, well, you know, it's okay as long as we don't sin as much as we used to. Well, that's not what the first church said. The first church said, if you sin, then you're not of God. You know, they are very adamant about this. So obviously, there's more to it than what's being taught today. No matter what they say, I ain't trying to hear any of that stuff. You know, so when we are anointed in this hour, we may not be producing the same exact work that the first church started, but we are still to see that at some point here, our spirit is going to cast off all of our old works, all of our old man, and we are going to go forward in a newness of life. You know, and this is what we're all waiting on. You know, and this is what the rapture is about, the resurrection. So as we grow closer to the Lord and closer to his second coming, our spirit should be looking forward to experiencing this great release. All the works that we have produced from our birth into this moment in time are works of this old body of corruption, of just doing things of this world that is worldly minded, of pride and everything that comes along with it. It is such a weight upon us. Well, as we begin to experience the release from this, our spirit is taking of all these works that we have ever done and is undoing them. It's literally putting us to death, our old man. The more this happens, as this work happens, it produces a different work. The undoing of our old man actually produces a new work of the new man. It's from heaven. And this new man is a new soul. At some point, whether in this life or in that which is to come, our old man, our old soul, is going to be completely done away with. And it's going to go the whole way back to our literal birth itself, where we were conceived in our mother's womb. That is going to be undone itself. And when that happens, that undoing of all this is going to produce this new body that is, it is a glorious body. That glorious body is going to be eternal and everlasting. It's never going to experience any type of corruption ever again. You know, and so behind the scene then is you're now going to see a new soul filled with light. It's going to be a glorious body. Each of us are going to have it. You know, and it's no longer going to be the corrupted soul that we were given at our birth. All right, so real quick recap. You know, so we have the spirit. The spirit itself, we know it comes from God. It's a piece of him. He has willingly sacrificed of himself to give to us a piece of him so that he can now take that spirit, cause us to be born into this fallen state and produce these works that are fallen, that separate us from him, so that at some point in our life, he can then now anoint our spirit and cause these works to be undone, so that we know both sides. We know that we have been separated from him, and now we see this new work happening that releases us from all this pain and suffering and causes us to lift up from over all of this. In this lifting up is where we just give God all glory, because now we see that there was nothing that we could do to get out of this mess, this pit that we are in. It was only his grace that raised us up. This new work is a new soul. You know, so the soul itself is a culmination of all works that the Spirit has produced. You must be born again to get into the kingdom of God. And that born again is you must produce a new soul, which only can be produced by the Lord Jesus Christ anointing our spirit to do it. And it is that soul that is going to be eternal. That is why it says that you must die to yourself in order to live. That is what these scriptures mean. All right, well, that is it on the soul and spirit. If you would like to learn more, if you'd like to get a better understanding of the things that I speak on in my podcast, you can always go to my website, which is youngmantheprophet.com, and click on the about page, click on testimony page. I also have a preaching page that I've finished, the Godhead, and I'm also working on predestination, given a greater understanding of what it means to truly be predestinated. My next thing is I'm going to talk a little bit about the soul and spirit on there too. If you're interested in these things, if God is leading you and anointing your spirit to get a better understanding of these things, he's going to direct you to my website. Then if you have more questions, then you can always email me, which you can go onto my contact page and shoot me an email. Okay, so thank you for listening. This is Young Man the Prophet Podcast. I'm its host, Matthew Espinlove. I'm signing off. And may the Lord Jesus Christ anoint your ears to hear, and may he perfect the elect.